IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things, episode 36. What's in a name? Ron's Real Records is a music store in Grass Valley, California. It's quite far away from the California that you might be thinking of, away from all the Silicon Valleys and San Diego zoos and all that. Why, it's a whole 176 miles away from the Googleplex and 438 miles away from the Hollywood signs, assuming those two be the landmarks of the two big cities of the state. Ron's Real Records might be a small store, but it's sort of a haven for music fans, especially those who are into vinyl. Reviews of the store say that the eponymous Ron, a gentleman called Ronald Quintana, is a veritable encyclopedia of music. People rave about the rare records they are about to find in his place, making the drive all the way to Grass Valley well worth it. "I'm nuts. I need about 5 locations for my customers," he says in an interview. "Between my collection and Clock Tower Records on Main Street, we are probably the vinyl capital of the world. This is the place to come to if you're into vinyl," end quote. And Ron is himself quite a bit of a, unsung hero, underground legend, one of those quintessential parts of the scene who never end up becoming as popular as its most important exponents, but whom everyone likely has on their speed dial. You know, a bit of that. Ron had 2 important contributions to music. The second of those led to a foundation that is active to this day. In fact, it donated close to $600,000 towards COVID relief and $1 million to support over 1,000 students entering the American workforce, plus another $10,000 for community kitchens in many cities around the world. Now, Ron wasn't really responsible for all of this, but he kind of did something which kind of led to something else, which kind of led to something else, which kind of led to all of this. This 6 degree of separation thing you're doing again, Chuck. This way you can say that my handkerchief here is responsible for England winning the World Cup in 2019. But hey, this is a show where we turn up the drama all the way to 11. So let's see how far we can stretch this story. I said Ron had made 2 contributions to music, and the second led to all that I said above. A long circuitous route with a very tenuous connect to Ron directly. So let's look at the other contribution, the first one, a lot more direct and perhaps what made him more famous. You see, Ron used to run a radio show on a channel called KUSF, the non-commercial radio station of the University of San Francisco. This show of his had quite the following and still does today, even though the show is no longer running and the station itself is now completely online. Why, there are archives of Ron's show still doing the rounds on YouTube, full 2-hour-long episodes with him talking about new artists and the exciting new sounds coming out of the area at the time. There were even tapes being auctioned on eBay. Ron Quintana was also responsible for starting a music magazine. In fact, he'd started this before his radio show. These 2 are sold on eBay. In fact, Ron himself says in an interview, "I remember issue number 6 sold for like $46 to some guy from Norway a few years back. I know they're hovering between $10, $20 and $40. I have copies of everything and I have multiples. And if anyone wants one, they can contact me." That's nice. So with a magazine and a radio show, you can see why he was a bit of an integral part of the music scene at the time in California. However, history would place him in a more important role, for one day he would meet an immigrant, the son of Torben and the grandson of Einar, both of whom represented Denmark in tennis, in the Olympics and or the Davis Cup. In fact, Torben was ranked the top senior tennis player in the world in 1976. So Torben's son, Einar's grandson, was also naturally inducted into tennis and he moved to California to train professionally. But the sound of music attracted him and soon he traded his rackets, well, for creating a racket. Sorry, this whole episode was just a lead up to that joke. But anyway, so the son of this Danish tennis player would end up becoming good friends with the radio host. And in 1981, when the latter was thinking of names for that magazine, asked for his suggestion to pick between 2 names. The son of the tennis player selected one, and so it was that Ron Quintana's magazine was to be called Metal Mania. It had a good run, often selling into the 5,000s till he got bored of running it. But what of that second name? Was it really that bad? No, not really. In fact, one might say that it was better. You know who thought so? That friend of Ron's, the former tennis-playing teenager. He suggested the other name so that he could keep the better name for himself. For a musical group that he recently formed. A musical group that would still be around 40 years later, having played 2,037 concerts according to setlist.fm. A band whose estimated net worth is over $800 million. A band that donates $10,000 to Community Kitchen in each city it played during its last world tour through its foundation. Called All Within My Hands, which is the name of a song of their most critically hated album. But hey, what's in a name, right? It's still likely that the band started by that Danish teenager, the son of 1976's best senior tennis player Thorben Ulrich, would still be one of the best bands in the world today, even if it was Metal Mania that sang Master of Puppets, Enter Sandman, Sanitarium and Fate to Black. And it's still likely that Ron Quintana would have got bored of running the magazine and end up selling cult metal records in a small city a nice drive away from his alma mater, even if that was called Metallica. See you next week with another Origin of Things story. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.